When the 2002-2003 basketball season hit, Chillicothe was living up to the recent Hornets basketball tradition. In the regular season finale, the Hornets hosted 20-4 Cameron in a packed fieldhouse crowd, estimated at more than 2,500 people. Cameron led at halftime behind future college player Tim Blackwell. Chillicothe bounced back in the second half to win 61-57 to go 6-1 in MEC play and won a share of the conference crown. When the district tournament hit, the Hornets were 16-8 and excited about their chances in the tournament, which was going to be played in their hometown fieldhouse gym. After a first-round bye, the Hornets met Kearney in the semifinals. Chillicothe led at halftime, but a 13-0 run by Kearney in the third quarter briefly gave the Bulldogs the lead. Hornets battled back, hit 23 of 29 free throws in the game, and picked up the victory. Chillicothe met Benton for the district championship in a game for the ages. It was a one-point game at halftime, tied at the end of regulation, tied again after the first overtime. This is for the district championship. With a second left in the second overtime, Benton was called for a foul. Ryan Smith hit the first free throw, missed the second one on purpose, creating a high bounce off the rim, not allowing Benton to rebound and set up a game-winning shot. The district champion, Heart Attack Hornets, advanced to the state sectional game against Kansas City Westport in the St. Joseph Civic Center. Westport started slow but came back to tie the game at halftime. The Hornets led by two after three quarters, but Westport tied the game to send it to overtime. In overtime, Chillicothe had the ball and was down by 1 point when the overhead scoreboard stopped operating. The crowd was shouting at the officials and the game supervisors about the problem, but the final seconds of the game continued. In the end, Westport, even without the services of future KU star and NBA player Brandon Rush, who didn't play in the game, and their All-State point guard fouling out early in the fourth quarter, still managed to beat Chillicothe thanks to the crowd confusion, 61-58. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.